Partly cloudy and cool today. Emalahleni 20. Pretoria also peaking at 20 degrees. Johannesburg 18. Sydney 25.
Tabuso Kambule for your time. Severe traffic. A 10-minute delay on Steve Biko Street South. That's due to an accident that happened near De Beer Street. And then Eskiam Patlela Drive North is also slow at starts.
We start in Saldanha Bay in the Western Cape, where judgment is expected in the Jocelyn Smith kidnapping trial. The six-year-old girl from Middle Pos in Saldanha Bay disappeared in February last year. Her mother, Kelly Smith, along with Joaquin Pollis and Stefano van Rijn, face charges of kidnapping and human trafficking. The South African National Defence Force says it started the phased withdrawal of its personnel and equipment from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows a directive issued by the Southern African Development Community. We'll have more on the story in our next bulletin. And Britain's iconic Tower of London will be covered in a cascading installation of 30,000 red poppies to mark 80 years since the end of World War II. The tribute called The Tower Remembers will be unveiled to the public on the 8th of May, which is celebrated as Victory in Europe Day. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 8.
Well, we start off with the live cricket action, and it seems the South African women have consolidated after a bit of a rough start, but the run rate is still pretty slow. 3.72 is a bit of a snail's pace in a 50-over match. At the moment, 59 for 2, the score after 15 overs. We haven't seen run rates like that since Andrew Hudson's days, Alex, you'll remember. So 57 for 2 after 16 overs. Not great going, but at least we've got some wickets in hand. Ryan Rickleton and Rohit Sharma, well, they had no problem yesterday. As they added 116 for the first wicket, they set up a massive total of 217 for 2 in a titanic 100-run victory against the Rajasthan Royals in the IPL match yesterday in Jaipur. And the junior box, well, they had to work hard and fight back after the break after they recorded a 36-25 victory over Argentina, and that's in the under-20 rugby championship. Bruno Fernandes struck twice as Manchester United put one foot in the Europa League final. They had a clinical performance away at Athletic Bilbao, beating 10-man side 3-0. Tottenham Hotspur also looked like they want to get into that final. They got a 3-1 victory at home against Norway's Bodø Glimt, leaving them in sight of their Europa League final against a potential Manchester United team as well. And looks like there could be three English sides in European finals, with Chelsea also strolling to a comfortable 4-1 win at Djurgården, and that in the UEFA Conference League semi-final, they all but booked their spot in the final as well. And Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says that he's glad to have midfielder Rodri back in training, but has got no idea whether he's going to be playing in this month's FA Cup final. And South African boxing's Kevin Larena lived up to his promise. He beat Sarai Rachenko by technical knockout yesterday at the Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. And reigning champion Iga Swiatek, well, she's been knocked out by Coco Gauff. The American now faces Aryna Sabalenka for the Madrid Open title. That's all for me for now. Hey, Joe,
Wait a minute. Before you go.
Yes.
Yesterday you told us all about, or was it Wednesday? You told us all about that young 14-year-old at the IPL. Now, he's had his second match. This is the guy who scored a ton off 35 balls on debut, pretty much, as a 14-year-old in the IPL. What happened in his second game?
Well, I mean, the game afterwards. So it was his third game, but his fourth game, he got a two-ball duck. After scoring a 35-ball 100, he got a two-ball duck. So, yeah.
The great leveler. And one for the bowlers. Yee-haw! 25 minutes for 8. It is a festive Friday. It's lucky to have you on board. Welcome back if you've just returned to... sanity up country. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be